I've been told several times to be brief, so I'm going to try to make it brief as briefly as I can. I really appreciate the opportunity to present this proposal before you. And in the interest of time, obviously, we're going to have to skip some details. But Marlon and I, at least I will be around. Marlon may have to take care of some business, but I'll be around during the reception to respond to questions and feedback. The idea for a journal of IPM was presented in a 2007-2008 proposal for a North Central IPM Center working group, and we had three objectives. Two of them are very tightly related, obviously. The first was merely to create an active working group of extension entomologists who focus on field crops, and the second, of course, is the focus of what I want to talk about here, and that's to create a web-based, extension-oriented, peer-reviewed journal of integrated pest management. And with that, the third objective, to create a series of articles for the JIPM that include the categories pest biology and ecology profiles, emerging IPM issues, and consensus-based pest management recommendations. And in fact, this proposal was funded early in 2008. Well, the rationale for the proposal is several-fold, and I'll go through these one by one. Some of them, of course, are related, but we believe that there's been a significant decline. In fact, there's proof of that decline in FTEs devoted to extension entomology and field crops. And we are now in an era characterized by changing pest complexes, changing pest behaviors, and continually evolving pest management options at a time when more sophisticated clientele are seeking information on the internet. And indeed, the USDA and EPA have indicated a need for a pest management network that can respond quickly to demand for information from the public and from the private sector. And we as extension entomologists, both Marlon and I and our working group, believe that there is a need for a peer review of extension-based articles. And quite honestly, unless any of you know otherwise, there is not a journal like this in existence. Now, I'm going to leave out some details when I go to the next slide. But ultimately, what we did was we prepared a proposal that we submitted to the Plant Management Network. And I've got the URL listed up there if you don't know about the Plant Management Network. I'll give you a few bits of information. It's a cooperative venture that was begun by the American Phytopathological Society and now with the American Society of Agronomy and the Crop Science Society of America. They have a sort of a partnership ability, and there are 35 university partners, 12 industry partners, and 18 nonprofit organization partners, including the ESA. They currently publish four internet-based peer-reviewed journals, and although some of those, or at least a couple of those, might be recipients of the types of articles that we had in mind for our initial proposal, the publication of insect-related articles on the Plant Management Network have been very, very small. Well, we were very pleased to get a positive response from the PMN Joint Executive Committee and encouragement to revise and resubmit the proposal. They posed several questions to us that we were asked to address, one of which was, will you broaden the scope? Initially, it was insect pest management field crops. They wanted a broader scope of crops, pests, and geography. And as entomologists, we may wish to argue that we would like to see livestock and urban sites, for example, included. They asked whether there might be a formalization or more clearly a change in partnership with the ESA. In other words, what is the ESA's interest in this particular journal? And they also, not surprisingly, asked us to submit suggestions for startup funding to support the editorial infrastructure because they're already overtaxed with their editorial infrastructure with the current Plant Management Network journals. We also since have received a positive response from the PIE Section Governing Council, and part of that came about because Bill Hutchison is actually on what's the name of the committee? The Advisory Committee for the Plant Management Network, and of course is an officer on the Governing Council, and through that connection was able to bring it to the Governing Council for their review and some encouragement to bring it to this meeting to present to the membership. So the status currently for the proposal for Journal of Integrated Pest Management, the North Central IPM Working Group met on October 23rd and 24th, not too long ago in St. Louis, Missouri. We reviewed and discussed the questions that were posed to us from the Plant Management Network Joint Executive Committee. And we actually went ahead and dished out writing assignments for all of our active participants in the working group with an agreed upon timeline that's actually pretty aggressive. So we have people agreeing to write articles for this proposed journal, and the journal thus far doesn't exist. So we're fairly ambitious. Questions from the Plant Management Network were answered recently by Marlon and me on November 11, 2008, and most recently, just last Friday, we submitted a proposal for a continuation of our working group into 2009, as I said, on November 14, 2008, and included a request for some startup funds for this proposed journal. Now, there are a lot of details, and undoubtedly there will be a lot of questions associated with this, but we think this is a great time, given the autonomy of this section and other sections in the ESA, if they wish, to sort of propose what their interest in a journal like this might be. And I'm going to stop, and there are hands going up, and I'm not sure who should. Do you want to take the straw poll or answer questions?
Let's ask.
Okay. Vicki. I'll answer that briefly, and we can get into a longer discussion, but our brief answer is we don't think it'll have any effect. The Journal of Economic Entomology currently does not accept the kind of articles that we are proposing. If you will, there are many annual review articles that do not necessarily involve original research. So there is no outlet for the kind of articles that we are proposing for this journal, and we don't think there will be any competition with the Journal of Economic Entomology or any other ESA journal for that matter. John.
Yeah, I'm the editor-in-chief of JEE, and we did have quite a discussion about this. And actually, I don't have a particular problem with this as it's designed with the types of papers that they're trying to put in. The only place I have a concern, and perhaps you could accept this as a suggestion at some point, be the title. I think if we had an ESA publication called Journal of Economic Entomology that does integrated pest management at the level that we do, and then we add another journal called the Journal of Integrated Pest Management, it's going to be confusing for people outside the society, and perhaps some inside the society. If we could change, or if I could respectfully suggest that you might change the title to Extension Journal of Pest Management or Journal of Extension Pest Management, that would solve most of my concerns with the proposal.
We actually had that word in our title initially, and the Plant Management Network requested that we drop it. And one of the reasons we've been asked, why not go to the ESA first? And there are a couple of responses to that. One of our colleagues indicated that getting ESA to do something in the past anyway was like turning a battleship in a pond. And it took a long time. And the other and primary reason is this truly is supposed to be integrated pest management, which would include plant pathology, weed science, and other pests, if you will, which may not fit really well within the Entomological Society of America. But those discussions can continue.
Would you just clarify then, because I got a couple of confusing
things going on here. This is not meant to be only entomologists doing integrated pest management, or is it?
It is not.
That's good, because I think we need to reach out and this would be appropriate.
As a matter of fact, that was the, I'm not sure how to back it up, but one of the question, or one of the feedback that we got from the Plant Management Network is, this is a great idea, can you expand the scope? Crops, pests, and geography. It was rather small in scope to begin with, but it's gotten much bigger than that. And the reason we started small was to just keep our hands around it.
Okay, so I guess we're all in agreement that we need to include the other pest disciplines in a journal of this type. Is that what you're saying?
Well, our working group discussed this, and we agreed, I think it was unanimous, that yes, we would want to expand the scope regarding other pest disciplines. And as a matter of fact, if you were sitting in on the very first session in this particular afternoon, this came up over and over again. We have to reach out to agronomists and plant pathologists and weed scientists as well.
That's why I was asking if you, in fact, were doing that.
Yes, that's correct.
The other question then relates to, I thought there was a journal, an online journal within APS that had a similar scope. Is that not transferred to this plant management network, or what's the status of that? Did it go out of business?
No, it's still alive and flourishing. I think the one you're probably referring to is Plant Health Progress. Would that be correct, Bill? Where did Bill run off to?
Yes, and Crop Science.
Crop Management. And either one of those could be repositories for insect management articles, but they're not. We did some extensive review of what currently was being published, and there are some insect related articles there, and it's our hope that this journal would capture what might have gone from plant pathology under the umbrella of Journal of Integrated Pest Management.
Do you think it might be worthwhile to go back to one of those two journals before you launch this to see if some better collaboration or inclusiveness could be developed with them, or is that just out of the question?
Well, that's the Plant Management Network, is they're the body reviewing this, so they're
saying start something else instead of change what's already happening.
That was the feedback we got.
Okay.
That they were positive.
Those things.
Yeah.
Gene or Norm? Two more.
I think you need to really reconsider a very important proposal, and that is to reconsider putting the title Journal of Extension Pest Management, because it looks like the focus of this journal is going to be very strongly extension and our extension clientele and so forth, and also the concept of the pest management might even fit better than having integrated pest management, because in a lot of ways we're thinking that the most multidisciplinary is the term pest management.
I think that recommendation to reconsider putting extension in the title is, we're open to that suggestion.
Thank you.
Norm.
You slightly mentioned the possibility of expanding the scope into community IPM or something like that. Many of our states are increasingly urbanizing, and many, many issues come up that involve agriculture and the community interface. Is any of that fitting into your idea?
Certainly. And I mean that sincerely, certainly. We want this has grown much beyond where we started, and we're sort of accepting all ideas at the moment. They're all on the table.
Well, I would like to mention, in that same vein, one of the problems we're having in evolving IPM is the specialization or channeling of disciplines. And anything that helps us go across disciplines and to be inclusive and integrated, like a journal of this type, could be a real advantage.
Thanks. Bill, you had a comment.
I'm just wondering if you could quickly contrast the style of the article, one example that you're talking about, how that would be different from a typical JEE article with three or four tables, a couple figures, and a lot of statistics. The audience that you're looking at.
Something that's not that. Quite honestly, if you, and I hate using this phrase, but the best way to sort of make an example is sort of an upgraded fact sheet, if you will, if you look at the insect biology and ecology profiles with supportive literature, which is lacking in a lot of our extension publications. For example, at our working group meeting, we had people tackle the subject of economic thresholds on a handful of target insects, and the charge was to go back into the literature, find out where they came from, and whether or not those economic thresholds are still appropriate under the conditions that we are in agriculture today. And it turned out to be a very fruitful meeting. People really dug in and looked into detail, and that's where we want to go with some of this. The consensus-based pest management recommendations, for example, would be authored by one or more people, and then there would be an opportunity for other folks to sign on to those recommendations. And all of this, of course, would go through a peer review process. Marvin, that may be trouble.
Last one.
Go ahead, Marvin.
How are you going to pay for publication? What's your business model?
Business model's not been developed yet. As a matter of fact, when Marlon sent the answers to the question back to the PMN, he asked for some feedback because we had some questions to them of our own. Right now there's an accessibility issue with the plant management network, and with the clientele we're directing it at, that's kind of a problem. So we want that addressed, and we also wanted to get some feedback regarding level of funding, and the response was we're going to have to get together and paint a more clear picture. So we're going to have to wait to see what their model is. This is still very much under development.
Actually, I would, Bill, can it, is it crucial?
Well, just sort of a follow-up, Bill asked who the audience is for this journal, and I'm clear for the audience.
Okay.
Clarification on the audience is primarily extension clientele, however way you want to define that. Growers, agricultural industry, and obviously peers.
What we would like to do, obviously what Kevin and Marlon and others have put together is not in final form, and there are questions to be, thank you Kevin for that, I appreciate it. To be addressed, what we would like to do is have a straw vote now. Should PIE continue to encourage development of this idea, which would then come back to the section actually for a vote, is what has been proposed. But what we would like to get from those here today is, shall we encourage them to gather the information to flesh this out with a little more detail. I would indicate that the section governing council has talked about being able to provide some funds over the next few years in order to help get some of those costs defrayed. Is that a reasonable way to state that, Bill? And so I guess what I would ask is if there would be a motion from the floor to have a, I don't know if this is appropriate, to have a straw vote. So is there such a motion? Mark Botel, motion or move for this. Is there a second? Phil Sloterbeck, second. Discussion about holding solely a straw vote. Okay. Those in favor of us continuing to encourage development of this model and coming back to the membership, please signify by raising your hand. Those opposed? Okay, please note there are some in opposition. So However, the vote, at least to encourage continuation of this, did pass. So Bill will continue to develop this, gather the information from Marlon, Kevin, and get back to the membership on this. Appropriate? Okay, thank you. Remaining in the program.
Rob, you had two questions.
I'm sorry.
The business part.
Oh, yes, okay, David.
Just a question about the format of next year's meeting. Is it going to follow the same thing? If it's everything on the web from this meeting, what we need to read next year for 30 years?
The question is format of the meetings for next year, given that this is the first time we've done this. We anticipate the format to be a little bit different than this year. We may be reverting to the two business meeting of the past, preliminary and final. However, the idea would be that the business part of the meeting would be more abbreviated by providing the information between time. So what we would ask you to do is comment on good or bad parts of how this meeting went, and that will be taken into account for the plans for next year.
There will be a survey.
Yes, Bill reminds me that members will be given a survey on aspects of the meeting and how things have gone this year. That will get out to you shortly after this meeting.